Figures obtained by a Freedom of Information request to the Nolan Show show that in the last 2 years, Belfast City Council has handed out 4,755 fines for littering offences. That works out at roughly 6.5 fines per day. Out of those 4,755 fines handed out, 394 have been taken to court. The council has received a total of 233,615 pounds. But is it enough? Should the City Council be doing more to crack down on the litter allowance? Should they be doing less, actually, and spending their time on other things? It also revealed that this council has three wardens who concentrate their work in the city centre area. The Sheriff is with us today, Belfast Councillor Tim Rogers.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Sheriff, and the commentator, Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Jim.
Morning, Brendan.
Well, what do you make of this, Brendan?
I'm a wee bit surprised, Stephen, because in my own sense would have been that we are better off in terms of litter and litter management now than we were a few years ago. And I personally, I have to be honest, I've never actually witnessed a litter warden handing out a fine. And I do spend a fair bit of time walking around the city centre during the day, during the week. But we clearly, judging by those figures, we still have a long way to go. And when you visit other European cities, especially on the continent, we do fall behind other major European cities in terms of the cleanliness on our streets.
Why is it just Belfast City Centre, Jim?
Well, it's a resource issue, Stephen, but I've got to point out we have 8 enforcement officers covering north, south, east and west Belfast for by the 3 in the city centre. Now, the enforcement officers are doing a very good job. If they find people are not putting litter into their bins and they discover, say, an envelope addressed to a particular household, they will investigate it.
Well, now, the council, just to clear it up, Jim, the council's telling us that you've got three wardens.
Yes, there are three wardens covering the whole of the city centre, but we have 8 enforcement officers for the whole of Belfast, north, south, east and west Belfast.
And what are they doing? Are they driving about in a wee buggy or something, looking for people, or what are they doing?
They will drive from one part of an area to the other. They'll follow up complaints from elected representatives, from members of the public, and they're taking action, and they have also issued quite a number of fixed penalty tickets.
And do they only, these enforcement officers, do they only look for litter? Or are they fining people for other things too?
Well, they would cover a wide range of matters. But
like what?
I want to come back to what Brenton had said. Yes, he's right. Compared with other European cities, we have still a long way to go. Now, we are improving, but there's a message for people. Don't drop litter on the street, and that includes cigarette ends. Otherwise, you'll get a tap on the shoulder from one of our litter wardens. And like Brendan, I have seen our litter wardens at work, and sometimes they take really serious abuse, threatening behaviour at times, and that is totally unacceptable.
So what do they do? Do they actually follow people?
They would be standing in various areas observing.
In plain clothes?
No, definitely not. They have a code on them, and on the back it states quite clearly in large letters, litter warden. And then they will walk after you and stop you and produce ID for by letting people see the name on the back of the jacket.
And do you have to stop? Are you legally required to stop, or can you walk on? Tell me.
Well, you can obviously walk on.
But
again,
that?
The litter warden can call the police.
And I'm not advocating people do that. I'm just wondering what the law says.
Well, you can walk on, but you'd be very foolish. It's much better stopping, listening to what the litter warden has got to say. And obviously, there's a fixed penalty ticket, which costs you an £80 fine. If you pay within 14 days, the cost is £50. But the litter wardens are doing a splendid job.
How much is the fine?
More.
Sorry, I missed that. How much?
£80 fine.
80?
80. And it's £50 if you pay up within 14 days.
That's more than a parking ticket.
Yes, it is, Stephen. But we are trying to make Belfast a much cleaner city. We're spending millions brushing the streets, sweeping the streets. You'll see the motorised vehicles out and about. And these people, our staff, are doing an absolutely splendid job. But it's soul-destroying whenever you see someone brushing a footpath and then 5 minutes later,
yes,
they come along and they see more litter. gathering, and people are careless.
In other words, Brendan, slap it up these dirt birds who are doing this. 4,755 fines handed out. Are we just dirty?
Anyone that just gratuitously drops litter as they walk along the street, absolutely, they should be fined. No problem with that at all. One of the most offensive things that you see on a regular basis when you're driving is people rolling down the window of their car to tip out an ashtray or to throw a cigarette in the street. And I remember a few years ago, actually, I don't know, maybe Jim could pick me up on this one. There was actually a campaign a few years ago by City Council encouraging people, if they saw that sort of activity, to report that. And there was a link on the homepage of the website. Well, I searched this morning and couldn't see that. I thought that was a good thing.
But Brendan, here's the score. Sheriff Rogers has been a councillor since 1861. If he is saying that we're behind the times in this, why? Well, why are we? Are we dirtier than other people?
I think that what we need to do, and we're not there yet, is to make littering just socially unacceptable in the way that we have done with drink driving and we have done with, you know, large-scale graffiti. I think we have to make littering on the street a socially unacceptable thing.
But if he's right that our attitude to litter here is different than other European cities, Jim Rogers, why would that be?
Well, it's very hard to know, and we've got our staff going into the schools and they're doing tremendous work there trying to point out to young people the importance of dropping litter into the proper bins instead of just throwing it in the street. Parents have a responsibility, because you'll find generally there's a lot of teenagers and between even 18 and 25. They seem to be much more careless than older people.
Really?
And it is socially unacceptable, I firmly believe. And
Where's the evidence for that, by the way? We always throw things out about young people. Where are you getting that from? Well, young people are dirtier than older people. Where's that coming from?
I don't like using the word dirtier. I would use the word just careless.
Where are you getting that from?
Well, whenever you speak to the council officers, they would tell you that a lot of the fines are being dished out to younger people. Older people are much more responsible. They care more about their city. And all of us, Stephen, let me point out to you again, we're spending millions annually cleaning the streets in Belfast, and that money could be put to better use. And I firmly believe that every single one of us have a responsibility to send out a positive message about the importance of making Belfast the city that we would all like it to be.
Colin's in Portadown. Morning, Colin.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Mr. Rogers, or whatever your name is. Yeah, your litter warden's out at the weekend from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, where the real litter are out and about, or are they going to hit people during the day? Just
well, it's generally during the day.
So they're not out at night. They're getting a nice and cushy number, are they?
No. Again, it's all down to money. We just can't afford to spend the money we would like.
Well, that doesn't add up, Jim, does it?
Of litter wardens.
Jim, hold on, Jim Rogers. That doesn't add up, does it? Because if it's down to money, you could choose, for example, not to have them out during the day and to have them out at night time. And essentially what Colin's getting at here is those people who are coming out of pubs and clubs at night time and they're eating fast food and they're throwing it at their backsides, surely there is more demand for a litter warden at night time than there is during the day. In other words, people are easier targets during the day.
Not necessarily, Stephen. What you've got to remember, our litter wardens operate on their own. Whenever they challenge someone, you've heard what I said a few minutes ago about this, they get dogs abuse occasionally. We as elected members have a duty of care to all our employees in Belfast City Council, and the last thing we want to see or hear is one of them being assaulted. So whenever you're talking about the small hours of the morning or late at night and they're operating on their own, there's a real danger of some of them being struck. And that's something we're not prepared to tolerate.
There is more litter at night. So we're just ignoring that.
No, we're not ignoring it.
We're too frightened to enforce our litter policy.
No, we're not.
Nighttime.
And can I also point out to you, if you look at most cities, you'll find exactly the same working hours. They may have more litter wardens per head of the population than what we have. But again, it's not like a police officer where he has got something to protect him or her.
What about the 12th of July? Do they work there?
Yes, they would. And they would
really?
Also work. They would also
My
work
goodness.
On Patrick's Day.
Right, and they do a lot of people. I see the state of the roads after the 12th of July. after St. Patrick's Day. My goodness, the litter wardens must be... We must put a request into the council then if they work the 12th of July and ask how many fines they imposed on the 12th.
Well, again, Stephen, it's all about education, and that's why we're working through the schools, and there's great cooperation there. And if we want to make Belfast a much cleaner, yes, attractive city, then all of us have an important role to play.
Where do you think the dirtiest place is in Northern Ireland?
I couldn't tell you, and I'm not prepared to speculate. I would hope it's not the city of Belfast, but if you look, Belfast is the commercial hub. Let's face it. The vast majority of tourists come to Belfast city centre. We have up to 80 cruise ships going to be in before the end of the year.
Really, do we?
Well, sure, I've said this to you umpteen times in your programme.
80 cruise ships?
80 cruise ships. Now, you see...
That's incredible.
You see, if you look at the number of people coming to our city...
How long do they stay in the city, Jim?
They would stay approximately between 6 and 8 hours. And the shops are benefiting tremendously. The numbers that are taking part in the tour.
Can we not get them to stay for a few days?
Well, I know that there's been a lot of people, such as Visit Belfast, who have been working in this and Tourism Northern Ireland. It's always difficult. You generally find that most of these ships, whenever they're touring all around Europe, only spend a day and off to go again.
Here's Paul. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Paul.
Steve, just listen to Jim Rogers there about Belfast. You know, these litter wardens, they're doing people for dropping cigarette butts. Okay?
If you lift a big pallet and you put it up on a big fire and you pile the pallets up into the sky, you're all right. You've a very slim chance of getting done, by the way.
Okay, Stephen, it's now August. We're past July. I've lost Jim Rogers. How many people was done for fly tip the bonfires? How many people were done the 12th of July?
I think there were some people done, by the way. We have the figures somewhere. I must dig them out.
How many people were done for dropping litter on St. Patrick's Day, the 12th of July, when the place was like a battlefield, but yet the wardens can hide and they can do you for dropping a fag butt?
You got done, didn't you?
No, they don't hide. I would ask you to take that back. They are very open. They don't hide behind anything. They're there to be seen. If you sit around by
let me crack you now, Jim, because I've been done. The shares I dropped the cigarette butt at the back of my car. Nobody approached me.
Well, did
Nobody
you?
Nobody came up to me. Nobody showed me any evidence. I've got to go to court to see evidence.
Did so you drop a cigarette butt?
What's that?
Did you drop a cigarette butt at the
back
of the car?
No, it didn't. And I've got to go to court to see the evidence. So I've got to pay a solicitor to see the evidence. And Jim's saying they don't hide. Well, why didn't he approach me? Where was he hiding? Was he sitting in a restaurant having his tea and dumb me out through a window?
I doubt it.
Where was he?
I doubt it. Obviously, that would be denied. Well, you can hear the anger here, Jim Rogers, and you would want to remind people these wardens are doing their jobs, trying to keep our city clean.
They are doing their jobs, and I commend them for the work that they are undertaking.
Yes.
It's not an easy job. It's a very stressful one. And I would just like to come back to what Brenton had said. Yes, we still take action. If we get a complaint about someone dropping a cigarette end or paper out through a car window, if they note the registration number, give the details to the council. The council will contact the vehicle licensing in Coleraine, and then they will follow up. In the first instance, you will get a letter asking you if you were driving car registration number such and such on a certain day, certain time,
yes,
and that one of your passengers dropped something out through the window.
Tell me this. Tell me this, Jim. Can you get done for, I don't know, if you get picked up on CCTV dropping something, can you get done for that?
Obviously, you can, but as far as I understand, we don't use CCTV. Now, you will be aware that the police do, but I've never heard of the police passing on details.
Brendan? Mulgrew, what are your final thoughts here, Brent?
Final thoughts, Stephen, are that if we are to properly and in the long term tackle this issue, I think it's a mixture of enforcement, which is working to a degree, we've heard those figures, and education as well. Those two things go hand in hand in trying to finally...
Stephen, can I ask you some?
Oh, Paul, we're done. Thank you. Good morning. Brendan, thank you. Good morning. Sheriff, thank you very much. Always nice to talk to you.
And you too. Have a good day, Stephen.
You can get back on your horse.
Thank you.